WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Our classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review of two recent recordings of Beethoven's symphonies performed on original instruments. Much has changed in music since these works were premiered, including the construction of some of the instruments, their pitch, and bowing techniques.
The original instrument movement has slowly been moving out of its little corner of early music and invading the wide open spaces of the standard repertory. We've been learning that it's not only Josquin and Schütz whose instruments and performance styles we need to know more about, but Mozart and Beethoven, Verdi, and even Gershwin. Within the past year, at least two new Beethoven symphony cycles on authentic instruments have begun to appear. British early music superstar Christopher Hogwood and the Academy of Ancient Music, on Oiseau Lyre, inaugurated their series with the First and Second Symphonies. On Angel, Hogwood's compatriot Roger Norrington with the London Classical Players plunged in a little deeper with Symphonies 2 and 8. Hogwood's appearances with the Academy of Ancient Music, at least the ones I've encountered here, have been disastrous, tedious affairs with playing and singing on a technical level far below that of his recordings. His famous Mozart records, the ones that made him an international celebrity, are lively enough, but they've always struck me as slightly vacuous. Blank, low-budget interpretations that offer little more than the curiosity value of hearing Mozart played with gut strings and valveless horns. Since only a handful of the Mozart symphonies are well known to the general public, Hogwood had little real competition. But there are too many good Beethoven performances around for anyone but the most die-hard early instrument enthusiast to be enthused about Hogwood's noodling, aimless versions. Norrington is another story entirely. He's more than an early music specialist. For 15 years, he was the music director of the Kent Opera, and he's a champion of new music, too. In his note for this recording, he tells us that he's chosen to play Beethoven on old instruments, not merely for historical reconstruction. The point, of course, he says, is to make Beethoven sound new, to recapture much of the exhilaration and sheer disturbance that his music certainly generated in his day. Norrington chooses the controversial faster tempos of Beethoven's own metronome markings, which he plays with remarkable flexibility, not mere speed. The inevitable comparison between his Beethoven second and Hogwood's ends in an embarrassing no contest. Listen to Hogwood's bouncy but rhythmically square and finicky run-through of the opening of the last movement. Then listen to the tingling energy, the dramatic surge and lift that Norrington finds in the same passage. Here's Hogwood. Now listen to Norrington and hear the difference. Thank you. Norrington's players all seem to have some stake in the proceedings. They're not just sawing away. If you want Beethoven on early instruments, the Norrington is clearly the recording to get, especially if you also happen to be in the market for fresh, stimulating new performances of a couple of wonderful but familiar works. Ironically, Norrington's decision to use old instruments ends up being a relatively minor consideration. He's exactly what the early music industry needs more of, a musician with real imagination and flair, someone you might be willing to trust with any kind of music.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He's a poet and teaches English and creative writing at the University of Massachusetts in Boston. He reviewed new Beethoven recordings by Christopher Hogwood and Roger Norrington.